Okay, so here's what the discovery was. Well, here's what the problem was, as Diffie and Hellman thought about it. They got away for Alice and Bob, who are physically separated from each other, have never communicated in their life about anything else, to agree on a secret key that's known only to the two of them through communications that anybody can hear. Okay? So it's not just that their telephone line might be, somebody might be eavesdropping on their telephone line. Having agreed that the telephone line might be eavesdropped upon, the whole mental framework you should now have about everything you're going to hear, you know, is that there isn't a telephone line that you're trying to keep secure, but maybe it isn't going to be secure. At this point, just say, okay, everybody can hear everything. All of the conversations between Alice and Bob are audible to everybody in the world. And they're going to talk to each other, and everybody else is going to hear them and have all of their computers churning at whatever they hear. And after a very little bit of work by Alice and Bob with what they're saying to each other, they're each going to have an encryption key, and no one else can figure out what it is. They're going to have the same encryption key, and no one else will have that magic number. Okay? I'm going to be talking now about numbers, keys as though they were numbers. We had been talking about keys as though they were strings of symbols. But because everything's digital, it's all really the same thing. If you want to think of a great big long number, right, write it out in binary or whatever, chop it in chunks of 8 bits, and turn them into ASCII characters, and you've got a big long character string. Right? So characters and bits, they're all the characters, bits, and numbers, it's all the same thing. So it's easier for us, because we're going to be doing math, that's the way we're going to produce these keys. But the keys are really going to be long bit strings. We're now going to think of them as representing numbers rather than representing character strings. But as we know, right, that's just a matter of interpretation. But so everybody got the picture, right? We could do it right here today if I could do math in my head a little better. But the math is not real hard. You know, you and I could have a conversation, and this is where we would wind up. Everybody else would be listening to our conversation. You'd wind up with a number on your piece of paper, I'd wind up with a number on my piece of paper, and nobody else could figure out what that number was. So if you look at the history of cryptographic literature, including Shannon, who did very important work on secrecy, they all say this. They say, well, of course we have to assume, we're only talking about the other, of course we have to assume that the key can be conveyed securely, and there's no way to get the key, because if somebody can get the key, then there's some other way for the key to be conveyed from Alice to Bob. Here we don't convey the key from Alice to Bob. Alice and Bob just kind of talk to each other in the open, and the key, they come up with the same key. So here we go. Here's the sort of framework for what happens. Alice picks a secret number that only Alice knows. She doesn't tell anybody, including Bob, what her secret number is. Bob picks a secret number that only Bob knows. Okay, so Alice has got her piece of paper, I'll call myself Bob, I've got my piece of paper. I have a number on mine, she has a number on hers, and neither one of us tells anybody else what our secret numbers are. Alice and then say something to each other, and we'll talk a little bit in a moment about what that something is they say. And listening to what each other is saying, and what their secret numbers are that they have written on their piece of paper, they do some computations, the nature of which are known to everybody, the nature of the computation, the algorithm, the system, as Kirchhoff says. And they wind up computing something which is actually the same number. And only they know the number, and no one else can know the number without knowing either Alice's secret or Bob's secret. But Bob and Alice don't actually have to communicate their secret. That is entirely their property. Alice's secret number is hers alone, Bob's is hers and his alone, and that's all there is to it. Okay? That's the framework. So here's how they do it. So we need a few things. So we've got to do a little got to do. The first thing we need is something called a one-way computation. A one-way computation is something that's hard to compute, but easy to compute, but hard to uncompute, hard to do backwards. So if you take some, just like a take a 10-digit multiplication, that's an easy computation in our terms, right? If I locked you in a room with those two numbers and forced you to do it, you could do it. If you type those two numbers into Google, you can probably do it right now. So for a computer, it's extremely easy. But it's even to do it by hand, two 10-digit numbers, it's 100-digit by digit computations, and then you got to add up rows of 10 numbers. It's not that hard, and you know, nothing like the complexity of cracking a 100-bit key or something like that, right? On the other hand, if I gave you that number and asked you to tell me what its factors are, what two numbers you have to multiply together to get that number, it would actually take you a long time, probably. Particularly if the two numbers that were you had to multiply to get that product was, you know, were two big prime numbers that didn't have any factors of their own. You could go through all possible numbers, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, until you got to 2, 8, 4, 8, 7, 5, 3, 3, 3, 2, 2, 3, and discover that that number divides this number evenly. But it would take you a long time to search through all 10 to the 10th combinations of 10-digit, two 10-digit numbers to find the one that divided this evenly. Okay, so I'm skipping, you know, I'm assuming, you know, we're not worried about the fact that this thing's actually divisible by three and those little things. I'm, you know, imagine these are, this is a product of two big prime numbers that are, you multiply two 10-digit numbers together easily and get a product, but if you take a 20-digit number, trying to figure out what its factors are is hard. So that's an example of a one-way computation, or something at least that, as far as we know, is a one-way computation.